The activities of emerging mystic sects have led to numerous social harms for victims and society. This makes examining social prevention of this social phenomenon essential, especially considering that a purely criminal approach in addressing such social dilemmas is not particularly effective. Accordingly, the present article aims to explore the critical question of what role social prevention can play in the criminal policy for protecting victims of emerging sects. This descriptive analytical article uses the library research method to investigate the stated issue. The findings indicate that while the legislator has not provided specific criminal prevention measures for protecting victims of emerging sects, social prevention, including developmental and community-based social prevention, can play a significant and decisive role in this regard. In this type of prevention, institutions such as the family, school, peer groups, and media can influence norm acceptance and simultaneously raise awareness about the destructive effects of emerging sects through education, transmission of values and norms, and cultural activities. However, this approach faces challenges such as a lack of coordination among the institutions responsible for social prevention. This means that there may be overlap and duplication of efforts. Therefore, it is necessary to delineate the responsibilities in this area and assign a specific responsible institution to ensure the necessary follow-up.